Hi, this is Jen. It's Friday, June 12th, and I'm reading today's edition of the Attleboro Sun Chronicle. And it's not even summer. Area under the crush of an early heat wave. First came a brutal winter, feet of snow, little sunshine, and bitter cold. Now comes the flip side, unrelenting sun, sticky humidity, and temperatures in the mid-90s, and summer hasn't even begun. The first heat wave of 2026 is about to grip the area more than a week before the official start of the season. Temperatures soared into the 90s on Thursday, with high humidity expected to linger through at least late Friday. That will push heat index values into the mid to upper 90s through Friday, meteorologists said. The National Weather Service in Norton issued a heat advisory for inland areas of southern New England, including the Attleboro area, for Thursday and Friday. Officials urge residents to drink plenty of fluids and stay out of the sun, preferably in an air-conditioned space. The Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection issued an air quality alert for southeastern Massachusetts on Thursday because of elevated ozone levels driven by heat and humidity. The alert includes Bristol, Norfolk, and Plymouth counties, as well as Cape Cod and the islands. Mass DEP said air quality is expected to be unhealthy for sensitive groups, including people with heart or lung disease such as asthma, older adults, children, teenagers, and those who are active outdoors. The agency advised those groups to reduce prolonged or heavy outdoor exertion, take frequent breaks, follow asthma action plans, and keep quick relief medication nearby. Symptoms may include coughing or shortness of breath. A heat wave is defined as at least 3 consecutive days with temperatures of 90 degrees or higher. While more common in July and August, heat waves have occurred in the area in recent years during June. There is a slight chance of some much-needed rain over the next few days, but meteorologists said amounts are expected to be minimal. The state this week moved the southeastern Massachusetts from a mild to a significant drought because of dry conditions over the past few months. Friday is forecast to reach the low 90s, with temperatures dipping only to around 70 overnight. Humidity is expected to ease a bit late Friday into Saturday, but the sun will be relentless. Saturday is forecast to be sunny, with highs in the low 90s and overnight lows in the mid-60s. It's going to be a hot time at Gillette Stadium Saturday night when the first World Cup matchup for New England takes place, with Haiti taking on Scotland. The hot and humid air may feel more like Port-au-Prince than Glasgow. Luckily for the Scots, the game doesn't start until 9 p.m., which will provide a bit of relief from heat. Sunday is expected to bring highs in the upper 80s with yet more endless sun. Muppets become North Attleboro natives' undoing. Contestant in The Floor loses in the finals. Victor Kai uses a March Madness analogy to describe how he did on the Fox game show, The Floor. I made it to the Final Four, the 27-year-old North Attleboro native said. In college basketball, doesn't that mean you won? Kai can finally talk about how he did on the show 13 months after it was filmed over the course of a week in Dublin, Ireland. He's relieved that of the 100 contestants at the start of the show, he made it to one of the final duels of the season. Finally, no more NDAs or non-disclosure agreements hanging over my head, he said. On The Floor, which is hosted by actor Rob Lowe and has a grand prize of $250,000, contestants stand in their space on the floor. Each has a category they are an expert in. Kai started out with seeds and nuts as his category, but stole world religions from a contestant he defeated. A thing called the randomizer randomly chooses a contestant on the floor. That contestant then must choose a neighbor on the floor to, as quickly as possible, identify items from their category. Whoever wins the duel gets to keep the loser's square and accumulate territory. There was drama on the two-hour finale, which aired Wednesday night. Kai, the North Attleboro High School class of 2017 salutatorian, faced off against Eric Bond, who had been portrayed as the season's villain because of his survivor-like politicking. Kai managed to defeat Bond in his own category, eco-friendly. However, Kai lost to Aaron Wiegand in the final four using the category of Muppets. Kai explained that contestants studied up once on the categories that were chosen, but Muppets was one he ignored. Never studied them, never watched them as a kid, he said. Muppets was way over on the other end of the floor, so I just hoped that someone would get rid of that category before it got to me. Kai was disappointed. Something he said as he departed was edited out. I said something to the effect that this experience has been worth $250,000 to me, he said. Kai enjoyed the experience so much that he is applying to other game shows he enjoys. I hope I get to do something else in my life that was as fun and crazy as this, he said. It was truly a positive experience, and I'm so happy because I've made friends for life. The final can be streamed now on Hulu. Feehan musicians win honor. Concert band students recognized by National Catholic Band Association. For the first time in its history, Bishop Feehan High School's concert band has been named the 2026 Outstanding Concert Band by the National Catholic Band Association. The association, founded in 1953, is the governing body for band programs at Catholic schools across the country. The school's distinction came following a successful 25-26 competition season, during which the concert band earned top honors at every competition it entered. Students won gold at the Massachusetts Instrumental and Choral Conductors Association Concert Festival, received a superior rating at the Rhode Island Music Education Association Senior Band Festival, and won platinum at the Great East Festival Springfield Mass. Four Feehan students also earned individual honors from the Massachusetts Music Educators Association. They were Asiri Praveen, class of 2029, clarinet; Lucy Fabiano, class of 2029, percussion; Jack Nassis, class of 2027, clarinet; and Joe Nassis, class of 2029, trumpet. I actually got the email with the notification from the National Catholic Band Association on the bus on the way to our Great East Festival that Friday morning, so we're pretty excited about it, said Director of Bands John Nassis. Needless to say, I'm super proud of our students for all the hard work and effort that they put in all year long and for also doing it so consistently. He said three NCBA adjudicators from across the country listened to video submissions from all bands that sent them in. The bands were adjudicated anonymously, making the honor all the more noteworthy. Nassis attributed the band's success in part to its steady growth this year. It currently features 41 members from all four classes, up from 28 when Nassis came on board 2 years ago and 34 last year. We played our most challenging repertoire of the year at a consistently high level throughout the second semester, he said. Nassis also runs a junior band program on campus for middle school students from local Catholic and public partner schools, many of whom go on to join the high school band. Our fine arts program and Mr. Nassis's bands are a real point of pride at Feehan, the high school's president, Tim Sullivan, said. He succeeded legendary band director Joe Taylor and has done a wonderful job building on that foundation, inspiring students to love music and work hard. It's been great to watch the program grow. Nassis said several of his senior students plan to study music in college, and even some that aren't have still received scholarships to partake in their university music programs. Families interested in junior band opportunities for middle school students may contact Nassis at jknassas@bishopfeehan.com. Ex-Norfolk County Sheriff's worker pleads guilty to having employee work at house. A former administrator with the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office pleaded guilty to using his official position to order a sheriff's office employee to perform maintenance work at his house. Thomas Brady, a 54-year-old Norwood resident, pleaded guilty Friday to one count of witness tampering and one count of use of interstate facilities to commit bribery or extortion, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Brady was the assistant deputy superintendent at the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office in 2022 when he ordered a subordinate maintenance officer to do some repair work on his home heating system, prosecutors said. The maintenance officer believed that if he refused the order, Brady would retaliate against him professionally. In October 2022, the maintenance officer went to Brady's house during work hours and repaired the heating system. Brady later ordered him to replace the circulator pump, prosecutors said. In June 2023, another maintenance worker reported Brady to the Massachusetts State Ethics Commission, saying that Brady was using NCSO employees to do work at his private residence. The commission subsequently opened an investigation into Brady, who by then had been promoted to assistant superintendent. When Brady learned of the investigation, he mailed a letter to the Ethics Commission, purportedly written by the whistleblower in an effort to discredit another witness. Brady signed the letter in the whistleblower's name, prosecutors said. Federal investigators found Brady's fingerprints on the envelope, and DNA obtained from the envelope matched Brady. The charge of witness tampering carries a sentence of up to 20 years in prison, while the bribery and extortion charge carries up to 5 years. Brady is set to be sentenced September 28th. Norfolk's Community Day is Saturday. The town's annual Community Day is Saturday with plenty of activities for all ages. The Old Time Country Fair is taking place again from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holmes Bus Company at 22 Myrtle Street. There will be bouncy rides, live entertainment, craft booths, hay wagon and antique fire engine rides, touch-a-truck, train rides, food and drinks, along with many other offerings. For over 25 years, the Norfolk Lions has proudly sponsored Community Day. This special day, enjoyed by young and old, is designed to bring the community together to enjoy an old-fashioned, low-cost day of fun, the Lions Club said on its Facebook page. It's also an opportunity to meet many members of our community and engage with local small business owners. Fire foam from the fire department is always a popular attraction for kids and takes place at the end of the daytime activities. Town groups, organizations, departments, schools, and businesses always staff booths. Another popular tradition is the golf ball drop fundraiser from a fire department ladder truck. Up to 250 balls are sold, with the ball falling closest to a pin receiving 40% of sale receipts, or about $1,000 grand prize. Second place is 10% of sales, or about $250. The raffle is open to anyone 18 years or older, including Lion Club members. You don't need to be present to win. There is also the annual Youth Art Show. Community Day was formerly known as Old Time Day. Besides the Lions Club, other sponsors help fund the event every year. There is a $15 parking charge to help defray costs, but getting a parking pass before the event is $12. Myrtle Street will be closed by police from Main to Hanover Streets. The entrance to the event will be via Hanover Street. Parking is located at two locations next to the event. Fireworks usually cap the event, but were held June 5th. For more information, including a complete list of booths, visit norfolkmalions.org. Franklin resident arrested after multi-town chase. Police have arrested a resident with a lengthy criminal record who allegedly led police on a chase through town and neighboring Bellingham before fleeing and swimming across a river. Bellingham police officer Dan Gavin attempted to stop a Ford Ranger on Pulaski Boulevard shortly before 9 a.m. Tuesday. The vehicle was known to officers as being commonly operated by Dominic Ravel, 54, of Franklin, and who has an extensive criminal history, several active warrants for his arrest, and a revoked driver's license, police said. The vehicle failed to stop and a pursuit ensued, continuing into Franklin, where police there joined the chase. During the pursuit, stop sticks were successfully deployed on Grove Street in Franklin, deflating the vehicle's passenger side tires, police said. Despite the damage, the vehicle continued traveling through Franklin, briefly approaching the Medway town line before coming to a stop on Pond Street in Franklin. During the pursuit, the vehicle struck several mailboxes, officials said. The driver fled on foot, jumped over a fence, swam across a small river, and continued into a wooded area, police said. Franklin and Bellingham police established a perimeter and requested assistance from regional K-9 teams and drone operators. K-9 teams from the Milford and Millis police departments responded along with drone operators from the Bellingham and Franklin police departments. One K-9 track led officers to a home on Partridge Street in Franklin. The address is known to law enforcement and was listed on Revell's active warrants. Officers searched the house but were unable to locate the suspect, officials said. Police later took Revell into custody and he was taken to the Bellingham police station. Bellingham police will be seeking an additional warrant charge, Revell, with failure to stop for police, reckless operation, operating after suspension, speeding, and multiple other motor vehicle violations. Franklin police will be seeking an additional warrant charging Revell with several motor vehicle violations, including leaving the scene of property damage and reckless operation. Carew, familiar Foxborough football ties, giving back at Shriners Classic. Former Shriners Hospital patient to reunite with past Warriors teammates as an official at All-Star Game. The Shriners Hospital has enabled former Foxborough High football player Craig Carew to continue his love for the game. Carew, a 2006 Foxborough High graduate who suited up on the gridiron for head coach Jack Martinelli, will be on the field once again Friday for the 48th annual Shriners Classic at Xaverian High in Westwood as an official. The game, however, holds more than a football interest for Carew, a veteran of high school and collegiate football officiating for over 20 years, whose own life was touched by Shriners Hospital as a youth. As a burn victim at a young age, the Shriners Hospital has always held a special place in my life, said Carew. When I was a baby, around a year and a half old, I was sitting at the table with my grandparents and I spilled some boiling hot water on my legs and chest. I had second and third degree burns and I was up there for 2 weeks. Being selected to work this game has long been on my bucket list, Carew added. Being selected is an opportunity that is especially meaningful to me. Carew is a member of a strong Foxborough High contingent at the game, along with his former Warriors teammate and captain, Ken Goodwin, who is currently in his fourth season of coaching at St. Mark's School in Southborough. Goodwin will serve as a coach for the North Squad. Another ex-Warrior, class of 1988, on hand will be Jim Arts, a former Foxborough High offensive coordinator for 15 seasons and the current Norton High head coach. Arts will be a South team assistant coach for a second time after being the squad's head coach in 2022. Also on hand will be Foxborough High seniors Cam Dulesky and Matt O'Keefe. Dulesky played quarterback, wide receiver, linebacker, and kick returner for Martinelli's 2006 MIAA Division V Super Bowl finalists, while O'Keefe was a two-way lineman and linebacker. Also among the local luminaries on the South squad are tight end defensive end Kyle McHugh, Salva Regina University of Attleboro High, fullback linebacker Joe Mills, RPI, two-way lineman Colin Lahief, University of New England, and running back cornerback Andrew Orfanos, Penn State, of MIAA Division II Super Bowl finalist Bishop Feehan, running back linebacker Talon King, and two-way lineman Liam King of retiring coach Brian Lee's 2006 Division III Super Bowl champion King Philip Warriors, wide receiver linebacker Andrew DiGirolamo, New Hampshire, center defensive end Nate Paler, Albany, and quarterback defensive end Tom Ballett, Assumption of Mansfield High, Harrison Ogilvy and Cole Merka, UMass Dartmouth of Norton High, as well as fullback linebacker Frank Strachan, two-way lineman Nathan Rivera, and tight end defensive end Connor Casey of North Attleboro High. It's a great showcase, a great way to represent North Attleboro High and the Hockomock League, fifth-year North Attleboro High coach Mike Strachan said of his representative Rocketeers. Strachan, Union College, Rivera, Trinity College, and Casey, Mass Maritime. It's a big deal to have kids playing in it. It shows the level of talent that we have. I was excited to see that Dulesky, Bridgeton Academy, and O'Keefe, set to join National Grid, were selected to represent Foxborough as players in this year's game, said Carew, a 2006 Foxborough High grad of the Warrior Connections. That makes this year even more special given these unique connections, the shared connections many of us have with the Shriners Hospital and its mission. As fate would have it, Arts, the Lancers head coach since 2019, who is making his third Shriners Classic appearance as a coach, has a strong connection with Carew. Lamar Newsom and Tim Barges represented Foxborough High in the Shriners game during my senior year, said Arts, who has the Shriners Classic embedded in his DNA. Arts' grandfather, Everett Arts, was a member of the Masonic Lodge and a Shriner. As the head coach for the South team in 2022, Jim Arts invited former Foxborough High Warrior Gary Hobel to talk to the team. We've had 12 kids play in the Classic, which is great for our program, Art said. When I found the connection between my family and the Shriners, I said that's really cool. To see all the good things that happen through the Shriners has been phenomenal. When I had Gary Hobel talk in 2022, I had no idea of his connection to the Shriners that he was a burn victim to. And I had Craig Carew speak to the Shriners Classic South team kids at our introductory meeting this year. I had no idea that he was a patient of the Shriners, too, and I was blown away. It made me want to run through a brick wall for him. Carew was a member of Martinelli's staff at Foxborough High for a few years before stepping over the sidelines to don the officiating stripes. He currently works at Mass Biotech Council in Cambridge. Carew has officiated in the FCS and NCAA Division II and III collegiate levels, including the 2015 NCAA Division III National Championship game, as well as high school games across the state. Every Friday night through Sundays during the fall, I'm booked up. Football has always been part of my life, Carew said of his football bloodlines, including legendary Foxborough High football family members, grandfather Bill Rex, uncle Sean Carew, and his cousin Brian Carew, his dad Jim, and brother James. After I couldn't play anymore, I didn't have time to coach, so I was trying to fill a void, Carew said of his thirst for competition and love for the game. I've met a lot of really good people in this profession. I've been able to travel all across the country. I truly enjoy being around student athletes and watching them compete. Carew also serves as the play clock official at Gillette Stadium for New England Patriot games. The hours and days, Friday nights and Saturday afternoons spent on football fields are special for Arts as well due to the Shriners. It was like, wow, the Shriners do so much for kids, Art said. What an honor to be involved in this. It's something that I preach to my players. It's more than a football game. Along the way, Mansfield firefighters to the rescue. Mansfield firefighters are used to saving people and even pets, but this week they put their skills to good use to rescue a very scared and very tiny hummingbird. The hummingbird became trapped near the ceiling of the Plymouth Street Fire Station and was unable to find its way out. Captain Eric Dufert quickly established command while firefighter paramedic Jake Hannafin and Dan Shannon executed a complex high-angle hummingbird rescue operation utilizing a ground ladder. The bird was safely removed and released back into the community. No firefighters were injured during the operation. However, several reported feeling judged by the bird throughout the incident. Good news for Norfolk Rentham. Norfolk and Wrentham are among 52 municipalities to receive grants through the Community Compact Cabinet's Municipal Fiber Grant Program. The grants will help the communities build or complete municipal fiber networks, enabling modern, efficient technology infrastructure and stronger cybersecurity capabilities. Norfolk is set to get $218,500 to add redundancy to the town's existing municipal fiber network. Wrentham will be getting $168,103 to create a town-owned municipal fiber network. Touch a truck for Father's Day weekend. Looking for some Father's Day weekend fun? The Cape Rim Park Zoo is hosting a Touch a Truck event from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, June 20th and Sunday, June 21st. There will be trucks, emergency vehicles, construction equipment, and more. Activities are included with admission. Summer means picnic time. Bring your lunch and enjoy an old-fashioned hometown picnic with the Spirit of Plainville. Starting at noon on Sunday, the Spirit of Plainville, a nonprofit group that helps build community spirit, will host their second annual hometown picnic at Telford Park at 142 South Street. There will be games for children and adults, including sack races, three-legged races, egg-on-a-spoon races, tug-of-war, and water balloon tosses. Visit the Spirit of Plainville Facebook page. Calling all volunteers. The Attleboro Independence Day Committee is in need of some extra hands to make the country's 250th birthday the best yet. Volunteers will collect tickets and assist with event activities from 4 to 8:30 p.m. on Friday, July 3rd. All volunteers must attend a mandatory training at 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday, June 17th at the Bartek Recreation Center Committee. 50, 25, and 10 years ago this week. A trip down memory lane to this week 50 years ago. The Boston Red Sox defeated the Rhode Island Red Sox 10-4 before more than 8,100 fans in the annual varsity versus JV game at McCoy Stadium in Pawtucket. The game featured 5 home runs, 2 by Boston's backup catcher Bob Montgomery, 1 each by Boston's Jim Rice and Bobby Darwin, and 1 by Rhode Island's Dave Coleman. One of the Montgomery home runs flew over the Montgomery Distributors, Inc. sign in the outfield. Fans were pleased, even though among the Boston stars sitting out were Carl Yastrzemski, Carlton Fisk, and Dwight Evans. 25 years ago, Wentworth Hills Golf and Country Club opened in Plainville, the first new golf course to open in the Attleboro area in decades. Only 10 of the 18 holes were open for play to the 224 members and to the public. Holes 1 through 5, 8 through 10, and 17 and 18. The other 8 holes were expected to be opened in the spring of 2002. Wentworth's opening was delayed due to environmental concerns spread over 3 towns, Plainville, Wrentham, and Cumberland, and 2 states, Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Everybody says that it's challenging, course owner Dennis Baker said. For them to say that it's challenging is a compliment to our architect. The course was designed by Howard Maurer.